The Racine Raiders pregame show continues now with Racine Raiders head coach Gino Perfetto. Coach Perfetto, this is the end of the line, one way or another. One team's going to win, one team's going to lose. Should you guys come out on the losing end of this, is this a lost season to you, or are you happy with what you've accomplished in your first year as coach here?
Well, you know, I think we have a lot of positives to build on. Let's put it that way. Never want to think about losing. Never going to be happy with losing. But we do have a lot of positives to move forward with, so that's a good thing.
Now, some of those positives, obviously, Craig McClelland, you went out, you recruited him, brought him in, just a difference maker on this team. When you look at last year's team versus this year's team, one of the big strengths is all of a sudden become quarterback for the Racine Raiders now and hopefully into the future.
Well, yeah, about 3 weeks ago, maybe a month or so, I went up to Craig and I said to him, you know, this is barring any major life changes, do you plan on coming back? And he says, yeah, I'll be back. And I said, oh, thank the Lord. I said, because people have been asking me, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I said, as long as Craig McClellan's coming back, I'll be coming back. So that's a good thing for us.
Somebody that we don't talk about a whole lot, but since the MSFL championship game has really made his presence known, is tight end Travis Worthington. Why don't you talk about his development and how he's gotten worked into the offense a little bit more as the season's progressed?
Well, he has really stepped up recently. And even in the beginning, you know, we were very gifted at the wide receiver spot, and Travis can go either way for us. He can go tight end or he can go outside if we need him outside. He's got those kind of skills. He does a great job of getting himself open. He does a great job of running after the catch. He's been a real asset, and we're really, really proud of him and really happy to have him along with us.
Reflecting on the season, obviously you have one game to go, but what are your thoughts on this season? You know, when you look back as far as what you expected on week one or day one to what this season has come to be, what are some of your thoughts?
Well, I guess I'm just proud of the whole organization, the volunteers, the players, obviously. You know, a lot of credit goes to these players, and I'm proud of our coaching staff for all the hard work they put in. But these players, you know, they're the guys that get it done out on the field. They're the guys that make me look good. So I'm proud of them. I'm happy for them, and I'm thankful for all the hard work they put in this year.
Now, in a Journal Times article this week, Peter Jackal said when he saw you coaching at Racine Lutheran, he just thought that you would go back behind the scenes and you'd be happy there. Where did the fire come from to want to take over this Racine Raiders team?
Well, you know, in the back of my head, I've always wanted to have the opportunity to be a head coach. I just, you know, sometimes you got to wait for the right things, the right timing. And when this came up, I just thought, you know, I had a little experience with doing it at Lutheran. And I just thought when this came up, I thought, you know, I'll go for it. Let's see what happens. Thank God it worked out well. I got the job and everything, you know, the rest is history, as they say. So far, so good, knock wood.
I think a lot of people saw the coaching staff that you put together and were kind of like, okay, how is this guy, first time or second time, I guess, head coach, going to really kind of deal with some of the maybe egos and personalities of having former head coach of this team on his staff? How has that worked out, and how has everybody worked together this year from your point of view?
Well, I think the whole coaching staff has been very – in the team, too, there's great chemistry here right now, you know, and I hope we can build on that for the future, but – the best thing I ever did was get these coaches, because they're smarter than me, and I'm not afraid to admit it. You want to learn, you want to be good, you better surround yourself with good people. And that's, fortunately, I've been able to do that, and I'm really, really pleased with our staff.
Now, in that article, J.R. Taylor talked about the respect that 100% of this team has for you. What does that mean to hear somebody, a leader on this team, say that?
It's very humbling. You know, you work your whole life. I've been, like I think Sammy said in one of the first articles, I'm a blue-collar guy, you know. I've been working for respect my whole life. That's the way I look at it. It's very humbling and very satisfying to know that you have that kind of respect, and it's mutual. I have a great deal of respect for what these guys do. You know, they don't get paid. They're out there for the love of the game. They show up Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we've had great turnouts, and they're out there busting their hump for pride and love of this game. So I have a great deal of respect for what they do.
As a coach, you have to love that you don't have to wait till January to play a game.
I cannot tell you how excited I am that we get to play this game right away and at home. How lucky is that? I mean, I was scratching my head when it started to come down. You know, hey, we're starting to win. We're starting to get here. We're in this that little tournament deal there. You know, if we win that, we get a chance to go. And I'm thinking, you know, how are we going to keep everybody around for 2 months? And in football shape, interested in football. So when this kind of fell into our lap, or however it worked out, be honest with you, I was extremely pleased.
Well, plus all the logistics of how are you going to practice in Wisconsin in the winter, and if you draw a team from a warmer climate, that's obviously would have put you guys behind the eight ball a little bit going down to Florida.
I ain't even gotten to that part before. You know, I was just thinking football shape. How are we going to keep them together? And then it's just like you said. And then you got to start thinking about, okay, where are we going to practice? You can't practice out in the snow in December. You know, and then you got to pay for this. You got to, you know, all this stuff is expensive. You know, and these teams, the teams we all play, we're not. There's no millionaires here. You know. So it's a lot of work to put into it. I'm just really, really glad it worked out this way.
The Nashville Storm, they're a team that they had a really great quarterback in Felipe Hall. He's suffered through some arm injury problems this year, hasn't played as much as they'd like. He's expected to be healthy for this game. But they're a team that's kind of had to adjust, and they've gone to more a ground game where they have a four-headed rushing attack. If Hall's healthy, that's really going to pose some potential issues for you guys on defense because you might not see the tape on him along with these backs.
Well, they're an up-tempo type team. They're gifted athletically. They're a team that plays to the whistle, and they play downfield a lot. I watched what little film we could get on them. They're downfield. There's nobody standing at the line of scrimmage when players are going downfield. Linemen, offensive, defensive linemen, everybody's downfield making plays. So we have to, you know, that's another thing we have to worry about. And again, obviously they're talented, but there's a lot of work to get done in 2 days to prepare for these guys, I'll tell you.
Now, there's going to be a lot of pomp and circumstance surrounding this game. I think you've trusted your guys and your leaders on this team to get everybody focused. Are you a little concerned with everything that's around this and this being a big game like it is for the team?
I think I'm always concerned. You're always concerned about that. You don't want to get ahead of yourself. But I think the fact that it's at home helps us a little in that area. You know, so we're kind of in our daily routine already. We're in our normal routine, and that's the way we're going to approach it. I know it's a big game. Everybody knows it's a big game, but it's another football game, and that's the way you got to approach it. You can't go jumping through hoops and doing things a whole lot different, and I don't think we will do anything different. But I think, like I said, the fact that we're at home helps us out a little bit.
Anything else you'd like to add, Gino?
Wow, you know, again, it's been one heck of a year. I'm excited for our players. I'm excited for our fans. I'm excited for all these guys that work behind the scenes, all these men and women that do a great job with the Racine Raiders. And I'm just real proud of our players and our whole organization. I'm looking for a great game.
Well, thank you for your time and good luck.
Thanks, Don. I appreciate it, man.
You've been listening to head coach Gino Perfetto on the Racine Raiders pregame show. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to News Talk 1400 WRJN.